Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hey, y'all, it's Beth Donaldson, and I'm back and better. I am so excited to be relaunching Hustle and Heart. I know it's been a while. It's been about a year and a half since I've talked to everyone, and we'll kind of go over why that happened. So welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited to be here. For anyone that hasn't listened before, I am Beth Donaldson, founder and CEO of Skin Bee Med Spa, entrepreneur and adventurer at heart. And I'm just here to share with you real life tips about business, life, and the shit we have to go through to get to where we're going sometimes. So I can't wait to share with you some experiences and upcoming episodes and the changes that we're making this time around to make Hustle and Heart better. So before I get started too much further here, if you love this episode, make sure that you follow us. We are on Audible, Apple, and Spotify. And also, we would appreciate a review as well. And yeah, let's just get this party started. So just a quick recap of past episodes. When I started Hustle and Heart, my main goal was to connect with more people in the world, entrepreneurs, go-getters, people that really want to make an impact and difference in the world, and just share like raw, honest feedback, experiences, and what it really takes to live your best life, to accomplish greatness, and to 10x really every aspect of your life, which, by the way, I'm still working on. I'm sure, you know, everyone knows that it's a work in progress to become your best self. And if it's a never ending thing. So let's just keep that real. So anyways, over the past year and a half or so since my last episode, I decided to take a break. I was just in a really difficult space personally and mentally, to be honest. And we all kind of go through those. So you know, back about a year and a half after Skin Bee opened in December of 2017, there was a car that ran through my storefront. I talked about that a little bit on an earlier episode, forcing us to close down for 6 months. And as a new business owner, you go through a lot of challenges, but that is just one that really kind of tops a lot of other challenges. And so it was very difficult to make it through that, but I was also hit by the car and struggled with PTSD and just trying to get back up and running as well. Fast forward, we reopened. We were open for about 4 or 5 months, and then COVID hit. I have to say, believe it or not, COVID was a breeze for me personally from a business owner perspective because I had already been there, done that, just not even a year earlier. But I was alone. So this time when COVID hit, the whole world was in it together. So it was a little bit different. And I'll say this too, like that's one of the interesting things about business or anything in life is when you go through stuff, the cool thing is like when you make it through, you're just stronger like all the way around. But particularly with being able to like take that next risk or take that next action. Like it's not as scary the next time around. So you just got to kind of do what scares you because then you build up this resilience and this determination to just even go further. But yeah, so when COVID hit, it was like not a big deal to me. Of course, you know, it was the whole world was in shock, but closing down again for 3 months, the whole world was in it together. And I had already been through it once before. So of course, that was a huge challenge that we got through. And then we reopened after being closed 3 months. And I really just, between all of those challenges and personal things, I really went through just a difficult time mentally, physically, and emotionally. And I decided to take a break from the podcast. I had so many other things I needed to focus on and realign in my life, including my number one priority, which is my health, the business that I own. We preach living your best life from the inside out, and I was not doing that. And so it was time to like just take a few steps back, prioritize things that had to be at the top of the list, because I was in a very dark space and, you know, overweight, overwhelmed, and just needed to step back. So that is why I decided to put the podcast on hold and kind of realign my life. And by the way, alignment is actually my word of the year. So for 2023, so happy new year to everyone. I know you're probably well on your way into your goals for the year now that it is February. But so for 2023, I decided to pick a word of the year, which I've never done before. So I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions personally, because I think we should all be implementing new habits daily or weekly or often enough to just live our best lives. And we shouldn't wait for another year. Plus, let's face it, most of the time when you make a New Year's resolution, it doesn't stick. So I'm just a person that believes we should just continually incorporate better habits into our lives on a regular basis. So I left New Year's resolutions in the past a long time ago. And I've always seen people pick words of the year, but never really did it myself. So this year I decided to, just because in 2022, I really focused on my wellness and my business and getting back on track from being in a very dark space. And it was pretty successful. I'm very happy with the progress that I made. I still have a lot to do, a lot of work to do to become my best self and continue living my best life. But 2022 was great. I decided to mentally, physically, and emotionally just get in a better space, focus on bringing in top talent into my company, and just kind of like the foundational stuff so that I can take it to the next level, right? You can't, like, without a strong foundation in just who you are as a person on all those levels, and a strong foundation in your business, for all you business owners out there, then you can't really do the other stuff. So 2022 was all about that for me. And this year I decided to do my word of the year, which, like I said, is alignment. And the reason for that is because I want to make sure that everything, every project, every person, every action, and pretty much everything I do this year is in alignment with my goals in one area of my life. So it's not just about focusing on business or your relationships or your physical well-being or your mental well-being. It truly is making sure that you bring those all together. And that's how we level up. That's how we live our best life. So for me this year, if something does not align with my core values, personally and professionally, in any aspect, it won't have space in my life. And I plan on adding a lot of great things that do align that are going to just catapult me and my team and my life to the next level. So what's next? So I'm just actually this episode, I do not have a script. I do not have a guest, which, by the way, I'm super excited to announce. This go around, we will be having some amazing guests on the podcast, and I have some exciting ones lined up for this year. Can't wait for you guys to hear from them. In the episode next month, I will be having Momshell Jillian Hughes join me. She will be my first podcast guest. I'm super excited. You guys are going to absolutely love hearing from her. She's brilliant, she's beautiful, and she is a bombshell. So stay tuned for more information on that. But this episode is just kind of candid to catch up. No script, no questions, no guest. And just really wanted to give some raw information of where I've been and where we're going. And I'm super excited about this year and beyond. So the relaunch is going to be really exciting. Like I said, we're going to have guests, lots of different guest speakers that are of massive caliber and going to offer a lot of insight and value to you. So I can't wait for you guys to tune in and hear them. And just my goal is to provide tremendous value to you, whether you're just listening because you want to level up in life, or you're an entrepreneur, or you're struggling with something as we all go through those seasons. So in 2023, I'm really excited to just relaunch the podcast and add that value to your life, because one of my personal main goals and purposes and callings in life is to touch many lives, change many lives for the better, and I hope I can inspire you in some way. So for those of you that didn't tune in a year and a half ago when I launched Hustle and Heart originally, I'll just give you a little bit of my story. Like I said earlier, I am an entrepreneur. I own Skin Bee Med Spa. We are a medical spa that focuses on beauty that is more than skin deep. So we focus on the person as a whole. We're all about helping people live their best life from the inside out. So I've been in the med spa industry for nearly 20 years, and I was with a large med spa chain for several years where I was blessed to have that opportunity to really gain experience and knowledge in the industry and become an expert at what I do. I found it was my true passion to really just help people level up, because when you look good and feel good, you do good. And when I was with that chain, I realized there was a missing piece in the space. And what that was so many medical spas focus on the outside and don't necessarily, you know, want to focus on the person as a whole. So with that being said, I wanted to create, my vision was to create a aesthetic practice that focused on the person from the inside out and connecting the science of wellness with the art of aesthetics. And so we offer the aesthetics and the wellness. And recently, a year ago, we launched Body by B, which I'm very excited about, to help people with their body goals as well, because we all know that that is typically something that can help build confidence as well, which is ultimately what we do at Skin Bee Med Spa. We also are now offering franchise opportunities. So if you're interested in that, you can always reach out. And I have, you know, some rental properties as well. So I'm just an adventurer and an entrepreneur at heart. So I really love what I do. And I think that's so important. So I know so many people that don't follow their passion, and I feel extremely blessed and grateful to have found my passion at a pretty early age. And I hope that you can also, I hope that you find yourself living your true purpose and passion as well. So yeah, I decided to branch out on my own in 2017, like I mentioned earlier, and it was the best thing I ever did, the most challenging thing I ever did for sure. The challenges that come with business ownership, especially when you're building a brand from the ground up and 100% self-funded, it can be extremely challenging. And then when you have other obstacles thrown your way, it is, a lot of people give up. So, but I did not. I kept moving forward. And I think that's one of the biggest pieces of advice I would give anyone about anything in life. The reason most people don't succeed is because they give up. And the fact of the matter is failure, it's failure forward, right? Like, you have to fail to get anywhere in life. So successful people, whether it's a successful relationship, a successful business, a successful project, typically you failed more than the people that aren't successful, but you decided to keep pushing forward, push through the obstacles, find a solution, and you're able to win. So that is my biggest piece of advice for anyone, is like, almost embrace that failure, because it's kind of like a numbers game. You know, you failed. Okay, get up and go again. So an analogy that I love to give is like when we're children, when we're infants, You don't get up and try to walk and fall and not do it again. You get up and you walk because you're resilient. Children, babies and infants are, and children in general are resilient. But it's like when we get older, we get in our heads. So like you get in your heads about everything. When you fail, you get all wrapped up. But if you just throw that out the window, throw all the excuses out the window, throw all the bullshit out the window and just keep moving forward and keep pushing, like you're gonna be successful as long as you don't quit. The secret sauce is don't quit. I promise. So just update you on some exciting stuff happening with 2023 already. SkinBee launched a cosmetic line. We are so excited. We started with a lip product line. It's very high-end, vegan, organic, and long-lasting. We launched with a small portfolio to begin with the lip liners, the lip glosses, and the lip creams. They are absolutely fantastic and the best on the market. I pride myself in making sure that we do extensive research, testing, and make sure that any new device, any new treatment or product that we bring on, I can stand behind. And these products are amazing. So you can shop online at skinbeemedspa.com or you can give us a call to place an order. We ship nationwide. If you're local, totally stop in and come see us. I was also feel extremely honored. I was just awarded with the top woman leader to watch out for in 2023. So I feel extremely humbled and blessed about that. This past month, I was awarded by CIO Women, and that was super exciting. Leadership can be such a challenge, but so rewarding. And I credit my team for a lot of what we have accomplished in the past few months, particularly, and just what we're going to accomplish in this coming year and beyond. The dream's not possible without the team. And like I mentioned earlier in the episode, in 2022, one of my main goals after the challenges we had gone through was to make sure I hired top performers, 10Xers, and people that could really align with my vision, which is so important as an entrepreneur. I mean, I didn't realize that early on about how much your people can really be pivotal in your business. I mean, obviously that's common sense, but truly, truly, like, get the best people, take the time. It's so important and it's such a game changer. Your people are everything. And I feel extremely blessed with the team that we're building and the future of our growing team. And of course, the other exciting thing is the relaunch of Hustle and Heart. So those are just a few things that happened the first month of this year. I'm taping this in January, but it will go live in February. And there's so much more to come for me and us and my team. And I can't wait to talk to you again soon. See you guys next time.
There you have it. Another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.